given the highly politicized charge of the beginning of this reading, that William has decided to begin this auspicious gathering, you might be under the impression that the hypertext novel that we are about to sample for you is highly serious, solemn, socially active, politically correct, and you would be completely wrong. And therefore, it is my duty to change the tenor of the reading by reading something completely silly to prepare you properly for the reading of the hypertext novel.
Thanks, sir.
Poems begin in many ways. In this case, it was an epigraph that demanded a poem. The poem is titled Fable. The epigraph comes from The Meaning of Dreams by Calvin S. Hall. Out of the dream came the faucet is probably my most significant contribution to the question of dream symbolism. In this paper, I argue that the man who invented the faucet did so because he wanted a better penis. Generally speaking, everything man invents, devises, or finds ready-made in the world represents an attempt to improve his body, particularly his genitals. The poem. For instance, take my theory, please. Ha ha! Who says academics have no sense of humor? But seriously, ladies and genitals, before you begin firing questions, here's the whole quad S ball of praxis. See if you can follow me, but hey, work your tongue in my ear and I'll follow you anywhere. Anyway, as I was saying, before I was, and that's damned hard to do, pre-prelapsarian, before being the apple in my parents' eye to get my drive, or drift, so the short of it, I'm using long this evening, wink wink, I am a man. I invented this theory that all inventions are attempts by a man to improve his genitals. QED, I wrote, out of the dream came the faucet, to increase the meat heating angle of my dangle, but here's where the going gets good and sticky. My invention explains itself, thereby multiplying its power self-referentially, the old mirror-in-the-mirror trick, making it much more likely to provide the type of, generally speaking, genital improvement desired by its inventor. I hope. Please.